So you're just saying something really interesting.
Yep.
You know, as is a podcast where no one knows what's going to happen, even
it's,
us.
It's the best title that we've ever come up with. Not that we've titled anything else.
Right.
But it's true. Like, it's sometimes I do kind of cheat and I have some topics just right. in case we get into a dark hole of conversation.
Right.
But, so this is going to be weird because, you know, we did one like, I don't know, 2 hours ago, 2 days ago.
2 days ago, right. Two days, 2 hours. In the grand scheme of things, it's 2 seconds apart.
Or exactly. I mean, the time continuum, whatever.
Right.
So you might wonder, all you 8 listeners, like, why are we doing another one?
I mean, we've done episodes. There have been times we did like 2 episodes in a row,
right?
Like on the same day, and then we would do like an episode like the next night.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. This really is a problem because every time I feel like I need to get some things off my Jewish chest,
right?
And every time I feel that way, I feel like I got to do an as is, you know. And it's not. I don't know if it's healthy because
I feel like you've lived like a full life in the 2 days since we did this last one.
Yeah, so. this things are out of control, man.
Yeah. Well, speaking of which, these are not our official sponsors, but we're drinking Rolling Rock beer.
Right, we
and
are.
It kind of makes me wonder, I wonder if the Rolling Stones drink Rolling Rock. I wonder if they kind of feel like obligated because the name is so similar to them. And also,
yeah,
I got to admit, speaking of Rolling Stones,
sure,
I'm really excited at the prospect of them releasing a new album soon.
Yeah, I'm not.
No?
No. I mean, what was the last time anybody really cared about what... I'm excited for you because you're a big fan. I just, you know, I 95% it's going to be okay. And like, it's not going to be, like, great. It's not going to be another...
Exile on Main Street.
It's not going to be like, yeah. Right. It's not going to be like a... You know, Give Me Shelter or something like that, you know. But I'll take it a step further. I mean, I wonder if the Rolling Stones read the Rolling Stone magazine.
I wonder. Yeah, that's it's...
Oh, and drink a Rolling Rock.
While reading Rolling Stone magazine. Yeah.
I think that they don't do anything but, you know, Mick Jagger just kind of lifts weights because he tries to still be in shape. Keith Richards, I don't know what the fuck he does. I think he eats like coconuts and runs around in circles. I don't think beer is part of their menu anymore.
Yeah,
I don't know. I mean, Keith Richards really looks. I 2 years ago, he looked like he was going to die. Now I don't know. Now he's like after death.
Yeah,
but he's still alive.
That's funny. They released like a few pictures of them. They were, I guess, they were just up in New York City, maybe like a couple months ago. And it's funny, like, you look in the back, like, you see Keith, I mean, no, you see Mick and you see Ron Wood, but and then you're like, where the hell is Keith? Also, you see Keith, like, way in the back, and he looks like the fucking Grim Reaper.
Yeah, he looks like a crypt. Like, he's hunched over.
Well, actually, not so much that, but just, like, in the face. It was like, you know, that dude has, like, 100 lifetimes written into his face.
I know. And as you know, I saw Bruce last night, and... You know, I guess I've seen him so much lately. I mean, I saw the last one was in April. Like, he looked young to me yesterday. But if someone hasn't seen him in a while, they would have thought that he looks old.
Oh, yeah.
But because I'm kind of used to old Bruce now, he actually seemed really young last night.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh, we'll get into that. We'll get into that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we got time.
Do we have anything to get into beforehand?
Yeah. We got, sure. I mean, we could go. Okay, let's go into Bruce.
Let's go into Bruce.
Let's go into Bruce. Well, okay, so right after the podcast last time, which was two days ago, I think I got a text message from my cousin Jared saying, "Hey, I got free tickets. You know, I need to get rid of these tickets. There's a long story of how I got them. Do you want to go?" And I was like, "And we have already plans to go see him tomorrow and Sunday." So of course I did. And brought it up to you when you were like, you know.
I would have, yeah, like, if this was, like, planned, like, for
you
a while.
You need these planned, like, a year in advance.
I need something like that planned, exactly.
I understand. You're the opposite of as is in your real life.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah.
That's why I am the way I am.
Yeah, this is the only time you're spontaneous and let your hair down, you know.
Yeah.
So, okay, so now I'm thinking, okay, I gotta find, I have another ticket, and these are good seats, man.
Mm-hmm.
This is a huge stadium, MetLife.
MetLife, yeah.
It's a big, so I was in section 139, which is really kind of on the
Oh yeah, so you're at the left hand side. You're like in the lowest.
Lowest, yeah. And on the left hand side. So the stage is here. I'm on the left hand side.
Yeah, like by comparison, I was up in the 300s.
I know. I thought about you. I thought I was like, wow.
I was at 329.
I know. I was looking up. I was like, that's crazy. Yeah. And it was great. It was a beautiful night to be there. The air was crisp. The air was Bruce worthy. You know.
Did you feel it calling in the air tonight?
Spirit in the air tonight.
Oh, is that
Spirit in the Night?
Oh,
which he did do.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I was thinking about the Phil Collins.
Oh, in the air tonight. You can't mix Phil Collins with Bruce Springsteen. Yeah. That's like apples and oranges, man.
Oh, totally.
That's like mixing a testicle with a vagina. Like, it doesn't mix, you know. But anyway, bad analogy.
Because I was going to say that's how life happens.
The penis in the vagina, but not the testicles.
Right, but the sperm is generated in the testicles. So without the testicles, no sperm.
Right.
Travel.
Right. You know, when I have when I used to have sex, I never really thought about the testicles. Well, anyway, we'll get into that later. I had a whole thing.
Yeah.
I don't really feel the you know how the buildup of the what do you call that, the sperm?
Right.
Like, some people really feel it from the testicles going upward and then shooting through the penis, right? Like, I don't really... To me, it's all about the penis. I'm not gay. So, you know, don't isolate that. But, you know... Oh, my God. If people isolated these comments, it would be really bad. I mean, not that there's anything wrong with that, but I'm just saying, like, you know, some people, like, oh, do you feel the excitement and the buildup of the sperm coming from the testicles?
Not like, from the testicles, but I definitely feel the buildup as it's about to reach, you know, completion.
Well, yeah, but the buildup from... The buildup for me is really mainly felt in the penis area,
right,
rather than... But you're saying that it originates from the testicles.
Well, that's where the germs... Sperm is generated. That's where it's
created. Right, right, right. I just feel like the testicles aren't getting enough play. Like, they're not getting enough respect. I mean, they do a lot... They dangle all day, you know, and they don't get a lot of air... You know, and they play second fiddle to the penis. You know,
right?
I mean, it's really, if I was a testicle, I'd be like really mad at the penis. It gets all the credit. You know.
So you're in what section were you at MetLife? Oh.
139. 139, also known as the testicle area. Oh my God, I'm sorry. I apologize to that. You know, it's just... But I mean, one day people will respect the testicles more. That's all I have to say.
Right, right.
Because, okay, so... All right.
I think the day they made, like, the cup for, like, sports players...
Yeah.
To protect from injury... Right. I feel like that was a big day for the testicles.
That was. That's like the last good day they had.
Yeah, it really was.
Yeah. Because you got to... you know, if you get kicked in the balls, that hurts, you know.
Even a light tap accidentally.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that can bring you to your knees if you're not careful.
I'll confess something weird to you. When I was a kid and I dated this woman... Well, we were like 16, 17.
Right.
We never really had sex or anything. But I would go up to her room and I would ask her to... I would ask her to kick me in the balls.
That's fucking weird, dude.
I know. And I wonder now why I did that. I think I wanted to feel, you know, that song Hurt, Everybody Hurt, Hurts, like that, not R.E.M., but the other one, the Nine Inch cover, like Hurts. I want to feel hurt. You know, it's like, I think Johnny Cash did a version of Nine Inch Nails, like Hurt. It's a very, like, before he died, obviously. And it's like one of the lines is he wants to feel pain so he could feel alive.
Oh, I think it's off of that might be the one that's like the closing track to the Downward Spiral by Nine Inch Nails, released in 1994.
There you go. There you go.
I think so.
Yeah. Well,
don't quote me.
Okay, of course not. Everything's tentative. I think I was just bored, and I wanted to get some attention, and she didn't kick me hard, but it was enough to feel like, I was like, stop doing that, but she goes, you asked me to do that.
Yeah, that was pretty stupid.
I know, I had a weird childhood. Anyway, okay, so, Springsteen.
Right.
So now I'm in a mad scramble to kind of find who's going to go with me, right? And so I have all these Bruce fans and friends, and I text them. Of course, half of them are all going. one guy was going to go, would have gone, but it's the Friday night, and he keeps the Jewish thing. Yeah, the Jewish thing. You know, the seventh day, the Shabbat, the Sabbath. So
that's not Sunday.
No, that's a Christian. That Sunday is mostly a Catholic thing. No, the Sabbath is a Saturday, and it starts on Friday night if you're really religious.
Oh, okay.
So the real religious Jews, they don't go out. I mean, they go out, but they observe. They don't turn on the lights. They don't drive a car from Friday night into Saturday night. That's the...
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So when I was a kid, I couldn't do anything fun on Saturday except go to my girlfriend's house, get kicked in the balls. which for me, that was fun. Yeah. So that guy says, no, I have to, I know, as a visual that nobody needs to think about that. Please kick me in the balls. So then this guy says, no, God takes precedence over Bruce. And he's a little mad at Bruce for having, he likes Bruce's early work, and then he's pissed off that the prices have been high. And so he's a little anti-Bruce right now. So I'm like, so I have this exercise teacher that, I go to this exercise class. She yells at me. I see her every day, Natalie. And she told me last week, she goes, oh my God, you're seeing all, she has this voice that is like, kind of, I can't even describe it. So she's like, you go to all these concerts, and it's really like I'm living vicariously through you. I've never seen Bruce. And she was like, she's not even a huge Bruce. Anyway, I decided to be nice and give her the ticket.
Uh-huh.
And so I texted her. She goes, yes. Actually, she said, yes. And so then next morning I go to class expecting her to be really nice to me because she's totally ignoring me in class. She didn't ignore me, but she didn't tell anybody. She just didn't acknowledge it at all.
Oh, right.
And then,
well, I guess it's kind of understandable. I mean, like, it's a...
She's working.
Right.
But, I mean, she could have played Bruce music in the class or something. Like, she could have, like, acknowledged whatever. She was stressed out.
It could get people talking if they found out the instructor was even just going out.
But I found out when I was driving there to the concert that she actually goes to a lot of people's houses, her clients, and she uses the pool, and she's friends with a lot of these people. I didn't know that.
Oh.
So I think it would be cool if people thought that I was dating her because she's, she's in good shape and whatever. So 3 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I got a text from her. Hey, she's very Jersey. She's down to earth. She's like, when are we meeting? What's going on? So I go. It makes sense to go to her house because it's on the way to the New Jersey Turnpike, and so I do. I go there.
What was with the emphasis there on the New Jersey Turnpike?
Well, because Springsteen has a lot of songs about Jersey, so it's a New Jersey Turnpike. It's like Bruce and the fact that we're taking the Turnpike, and the traffic was bad.
Oh man!
Because I really left at 4. I mean, I would have gone earlier and just fucked around at the parking lot, but she had to see her father, so we left at 4:45. Bruce doesn't usually go on stage till 8. So we got there at 6, but traffic, MetLife traffic is... I mean, the last two exits to the place is just cars. And then I get to the parking lot, and I made a mistake. Like, I almost got to the place where you turn into the MetLife, and I made the wrong turn. So then we had to go in circles for another 20 minutes.
Oh, God.
And she's like, what the hell are you doing? Anyway, and it was just weird to hang out with her because, to her credit, she was very excited, and she was a great... When the concert started, when Bruce started, she was great. She was really... She was amazed by how Bruce was, and she didn't talk to me, which I like.
Mm-hmm.
And she was really into it, and she was very thankful. But, on the way there, I had to listen to her stories about her father, who's got Alzheimer's, I just wanted to listen to Bruce on the way up there.
Yeah.
So now I'm like, I feel obligated to talk to her, and she's like, nah, 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 nah. My father's got Alzheimer's, and this and that. And anyway, that's how it sounded to me, anyway. So then we get there at 6. Now we have 2 hours to kill. So, like, walking around, she's making fun of me for, like, I want to, when I park the car, I'm trying to memorize where the car is because it's a big stadium. And, of course, she's like, we'll find it. And then, of course, when we come back, I can't find the car. So, and then crappy food, we have to eat something. I got, like, 10, tender chicken.
Chicken tenders, yeah.
Chicken tenders, and it's like, anyway, so Bruce. So finally, it was. I probably would have had more fun alone, you know.
Yeah.
But it was also kind of fun to see it through her eyes because she's never seen him before. And then Bruce usually goes on like at 8:15. He came on at 7:50. So luckily we were in our seats already. But suddenly the lights go down, poof, like 7:50, and he's on. And it's like, first of all, his band is huge, so it's like 15 people just like entering, wow. You know, on stage. And it was one of the, it's, you know, I've seen them a lot. It was one of the better ones for sure. Like, he's always great, but he was really, really great last night. He just seemed young to me. The band was great. He changed the set list a little bit enough to make me happy. And tremendous. It was really incredible. So I'm actually very excited to see him tomorrow night. Yeah. For some reason, so I saw him in Newark in April, and it was a closed stadium. And for some reason, Bruce is just better in an outside stadium. I don't know why. It's just like there's something about him, the outside mixing with him, and he's I posted some stuff on Facebook. It was really, really, really good. I'm excited to go. So I have nothing great things to say about him. I mean, I was kind of lukewarm about the last show. It's just amazing. It's just amazing how shows can just change from one to another. He was really loose, and he was clearly enjoying it. Yeah. And that when you see somebody else having fun, it's contagious, you know. He did Rosalita and all the big songs, mm-hmm. but he also mixed in a few deep cuts and really. And then I have a system, right? The system is he's got this last song, which is very quiet, and it's not one of his better songs, and he closes the show with it. So I know exactly 10th Avenue Freeze Out is the last official big song.
Right.
And then he starts this little song and it's over. So I'm like, Natalie, we're gonna leave right after 10th Avenue Freeze Out to be, you know, and she's like,
I'm willing to bet that like if I talked to her, she'd be like, not sound like that at all.
I she doesn't sound as bad as that, but she definitely has a nasally Marge Simpson-y. I guess I can't send her this episode now. I'll send it to her, but I'll apologize to her. I mean, I'm not. She's gonna. I mean, someone in the world will like her voice. It's just not me.
Right.
Okay. So now she. I'm like. She goes. Okay. So she goes with me. You know, when I tell her to leave, like we're right after 10th Avenue Freeze Out, but she's kind of taking her time, and I'm like, and then she goes, I gotta pee. And I'm like, all right. So now, and I had to go to the bathroom too. I held it in for 3 hours. You know.
Oh yeah.
And so now I'm waiting for her, and now people are starting to come out, and I've lost the
edge. You've lost the edge.
I've lost the edge. And then we finally get to the car, and I can't find the car, and then we lost 20 minutes trying to find the car. So it was still okay, but if it was me, I would have been home much earlier.
Oh, yeah.
So, It was great. And but today I'm wired. Because I did this thing, this podcast.
Before you continue, I just want to know.
Yeah. What do you want to know?
The shows that are next summer, the postponed ones, do you know if it's going to be just for ticket holders of those shows, or do you think they'll open up tickets for...
I think it is for the ticket holders, mm-hmm. but I think, I mean, there were a few empty seats last night, so I bet new people will be able to go into that show, you know.
So I actually wouldn't mind going, like, with my dad.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's something he would like to do.
Of course, your dad's a big Bruce fan, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, he did. You know, it was cool. Oh, I also ran into Baba Booey from the Howard Stern Show.
Oh yeah,
I ran into him.
Oh, shit.
He ignored me completely. it was right after the show.
He doesn't know you personally, so
no. But still, I said there was something about his leg. He was like he felt like he had some leg problem, and he was kind of like he didn't look happy. And then I go, big fan. And he goes, thank you. And he didn't even look at me. And it's hard to process because I know what he looks like, and I listen to the Howard Stern Show all the time, and they make fun of him all the time. So like I know this guy like almost intimately, you know.
Yeah.
So then I think I wait another second. I go, big fan. And he goes, thank you.
Well, you said big fan twice.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know what to say. I wanted to try to get something going because at Springsteen I used to see Artie Lang a lot.
Oh yeah,
and I did talk to him, and he talked. You know, we had actually some interactions, but this guy, he wouldn't make any eye contact. He was just like, "Thank you," you know. But, yeah. So, anyway, shout out to Baba Booey from the Howard Stern Show. So, and then on the way back, anyway, so. Yeah, so that's your question about the thing?
Yeah,
and who knows? That's going to be next year. He could be, he's not going to die, but, I mean, hopefully. I mean, God, I don't want to, I mean, whatever.
Yeah.
But you know, I'm actually surprised that they rescheduled them for a year.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Unless he's going to be, like, that busy for, like, unless maybe he wants to, like, take a break, or I don't know.
No, I think it's the venue's availability.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah.
I think it's like, and it's also going to be weird because, like, he's not going to be on tour for a year. Mm-hmm. So he might be rusty I don't know. Because now he's like, he's been touring for like, another reason why it was so good last night, now he's like really in the groove, you know? Mm-hmm. Like he's been doing it for 4 months now, 5 months,
yeah.
Including Europe, you know? So he's like, he could do this with his eyes closed now, you know? So, anything else you want to know about Bruce?
Well, I know I interrupted you. You're about to go on.
No, I'm podcast. Saying, so that, I just want to say that I spent years not doing anything, and it worked for me, you know. I didn't expect anything, and then I didn't get anything in return. It was okay. I just, you know, just whether I was depressed or not, I just didn't really do much. Now I'm doing a lot. Right. And so today I tried to do something, and it totally backfired on me. And I kind of missed the days where I wasn't doing it. So now it's almost like God is saying, oh, you want to do something? I'm going to fuck you up. So, you know, I've not been doing podcasts for a while now on my other platform, and I just did one last week on Zoom. Everything now, I got the system down. I know how to send a link to someone, or so I thought, you know. So today I do a very important one to me, and I do it with my ex-girlfriend from Israel, who doesn't speak English very well, so I had to do it in Hebrew.
Did you even do the whole introduction?
Everything. I didn't. I didn't even acknowledge. Because it was so. Because here's the problem with doing that podcast is you don't want to alienate the other person. Mm-hmm. So the tendency for me is to go, hey, I'm here with Ryan, and Ryan's an amazing actor, and then while I'm doing that, I'm kind of alien. You're just sitting there.
Right.
So it's a weird... I found that it's better to interact with the other person right away and then to say, oh, by the way, let me just say a few words to introduce you. You know what I mean? Because then there's already... If you're just sitting there... So anyway, I did kind of... it was a little bit... I mean, it was really good at the end. I mean, it was good, but it was... It was so nerve-wracking. So I do the Zoom, and I told you I fucking got a new cell phone the other day, and now it's complicated all my sign-ins and signs-out. So, like with British Mark, I tried to – that wasn't even a new phone, but that was – I've been having all these technical problems lately. So, okay, so first of all, she says to me, oh my – I sent it – I said it for 7 p.m. That's the date. We established this 2 weeks ago because she's a busy lady. So at 20 to 7, she's texting me and she's like...
27 her time, right?
Yeah, yeah, which for me was like noon.
Right.
So she's like, we might have to start at 10 minutes after. Or also, right now I don't have any internet in my house. So I'm gonna drive to my studio, which is not that far. So I'm like, okay. So now there's already a problem. Like, I don't know. Like, now she's rushing to get to the studio. And I know that feeling because rushing before a podcast is not – it's not like, you know, this is easy. Mm-hmm. But, like, you know, if you have something planned, then it's like adrenaline starts to happen. So anyway, so now I'm like, okay, you know what? To make your life better, her name is Tsipora. I said, I'll delete the original link and I'll do one for another half an hour. Should be easy, right? So she goes, okay, so
she goes, I'm pretty sure the link always just stays existing.
Yeah, but I think I only get it for an hour.
Oh, okay.
So now I want to be able to do it at least an hour.
Yeah.
So now I delete it. Then I get another text from her 10 minutes later. Oh, we could keep it at 7. I'm just 5 minutes to the studio. And I already deleted it. So now I'm like, okay, I'm like, so now I'm going crazy. Like, my heart is starting to, like, pound. And I'm like, listen, woman, I deleted it. We can't go back to the original one. And then she goes, okay, 7:15. I'm like, I can't do it for 7:15 because it only allows you increments of a half an hour. Mm-hmm. So it's got to be 7:30. And then I'm like really upset. But she goes, okay, 7:30. So now I have to rush and I have to figure out how to send her a new link, which takes me a little bit of time. Okay, finally, 7:30 happens, and then we start the thing, and I can't find the record thing. There's a record feature, and so now I'm realizing the cell phone is not acknowledging that I'm the host because I'm not signed in correctly, and I can talk to her, I can see her, she sounds great, but I can't fucking record it. So now she's like, okay, well, you figure it out. And so now I'm scrambling. And I'm trying to – so then I just gave up. And I said, you know what? I'm just going to send you a link through the app and see if that works. And it did. Uh-huh. So that was good. But I just couldn't believe how many problems. Now it's 20 minutes in. I'm sweating. I have my notes in Hebrew. I don't understand why it was so difficult. It was really, really difficult. I mean, like – and then finally it starts and you know, like, I have a long history with her, and it was weird because I haven't really talked to her in a long time. And anyway, I was really worried that my Hebrew – I said in Hebrew, listen, if I make mistakes in Hebrew, you have to forgive me because, you know, they have different ways to express feminine and male pronouns, and there's a lot of confusion. But I think that part was okay. And she's pretty deep. Like, we talked a lot about stuff that was important. And at the beginning, I kind of said to the audience, look, you know, this is a woman that I was in love with in sixth grade, and then I haven't seen her in 30 years. And then we started to date, which was all very surreal and weird, you know. So we have a pretty weird past, you know. Mm-hmm. And she was a little like, you know, she started slow. She doesn't have the frenetic energy that I have, you know. So she was a little, I think she was a little like, because I wrote.
She actually might have also been taken aback at the way you introduced it like that.
Well, I didn't do it as frenetically as I just did it, but I want to give, it's a very interesting story and I don't want to leave that out, you know,
right.
Because I didn't plan to tell her. I mean, I said for a second that we were a couple, you know, but it's, I think I even said, I love you at the end.
Oh,
yeah. I mean, it was like, fuck it, you know, let's just let it all hang out, you know? But yeah, no, she was, I mean, maybe she was taken aback. I don't know. But I didn't really put her on the spot. I just, that's the weird part about introducing somebody is like, how do you, I think some podcasts do it pre-recorded and like, so that way the other guy doesn't have to wait, but I'm not going to pre-record it, you know?
Right.
So, anyway, long story short, which we don't need to make it short because it's a podcast.
Right.
But I was frazzled. I was really – and then I just couldn't believe that, you know, last week I did Zoom fine and I had no problems. Anyway, then I did a one with you to figure out what went wrong. So, you know, it's – I don't know. I don't – you have to laugh. I can't believe, like, how difficult this was. And now nobody's going to listen to it because it's in Hebrew.
Well, people over there will.
Well, that's the thing. So then later, after all this work, and then I do a beautiful, like, you know how you describe, you know how we describe the episodes here, like, with one word?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I did a very good job, and I put her website on the description, and I was meticulous, you know, description of what we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
It was really well written, and it was in Hebrew. So then I'm like, not okay, you should really put this on your Facebook and like try, because it's also promoting her business. She has a business. And she goes, yeah, I need to hear it first. I'm like, you were there. I'm like, what? And she's like, yeah, but I was, she's very like philosophical. She goes, I was the main player and I want to hear it from the side. Huh. And I'm like, you know what? Why don't you stand on your head, go to the bathroom, stand on your head and listen to it. No, I mean, yeah. I mean, like, anyway, I have faith that she will put it on her Facebook. But otherwise, nobody, I mean, I saw it has 5 listens already, but I'm sure people just were like, what's this, Hebrew? Like, anybody just didn't listen to it, you know?
Yeah.
So if she doesn't put it on Facebook, I'm going to be mad.
Mm.
I mean, this is a lot of work for nobody to hear something, you know?
Yeah.
So, and it's for her. I mean, she didn't say, it wasn't like Gaber. Like, she didn't say anything that needed editing.
Right.
Neither did he, by the way.
He definitely didn't. Oh my god.
So anyway, it's good. I mean, I'm proud of it, and you know, I wish if it was you know, I wish it could have like a, like, you know how on Netflix you could turn the subtitles around.
I wish
I could do that with the, like, I wish somebody could like translate it.
Yeah.
Like, and I could have like Don Johnson voice my, you know, listen, pal. When you were growing up in Israel,
I'll light up this Lucky Strike while you speak.
He stopped smoking Lucky Strikes also in season 2. We just,
yeah. Oh, did he really?
Yeah, you know. I mean, we're.
Well, I wonder if it was like, was it him or was it like they weren't like legally allowed to show Lucky Strikes in the show anymore at that point?
No, I think it was him. So Don. What a segue. Don Johnson smoked during season 1, which made me start smoking.
Right.
You know, and it was Lucky Strikes. I think in real life he smoked Merits, which I don't even think it exists anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But in season 2, for some reason, like, you see the first few episodes, he's with a cigarette, and then it just kind of stops. And then in season 4, I believe episode 5, he says, yeah, I gave them up. So he does kind of acknowledge it, you know. But, man, today would have, if I still smoked, today would have been a day that I would have smoked like a ton.
Yeah.
You know, some days, do you still think about, I mean, some days.
I still think about it, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, some days I think about it. By the way, you're wearing a Cure shirt.
Yeah, Disintegration, great album, 1989.
Yeah. Why do you have to, why do you say the name, the year? Like, it's like, you're so proud that you know this.
It's because I don't really have much else going for me. So
you do. You have a lot going for you, man. Listen, you know what's cool? That when I reached out to you today, when I had the problem with Zoom, I was like, there's a chance that Brian's not doing much right now. You know?
Oh, there was a high probability of me not being. It's not even a possibility. It is a probability. I'm not, on my day off, I'm not doing anything at all.
But you know, some days you go, you work on Amazon, you know.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, it's one of those things now. I work 6 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I was telling my sister today when I visit her, I'm like,
mm-hmm.
you know, I have the one day off a week now, but it's like, it's
right.
I do enjoy it, but at the same time, it's become easier for me to kind of go stir crazy when I have nothing going on.
I know.
So it's like, it's,
I know. That's the problem with like vacation days. It's like, mm-hmm. especially with one day, that's because then you feel like you have to do something fun.
Yeah.
And if you have 2 days, then you could be like, "Eh, I'll do something fun tomorrow," you know. Yeah. But it was very helpful for me to know that you're out there doing nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
So next.
Well, actually, no. Technically, I was doing something. I was actually finally digging into that John Lennon book.
Oh, right.
I got to like chapter 5.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's to me, John Lennon is a topic that is fast. It's always an endless, fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
And you see the words that he says in that interview. It's just like, man. I mean, I came in. I mean, this he says, especially when he describes. Did you get to the part where he talks about the Beatles songs that he likes?
And not like, yet.
I mean, that's just incredible. Like, he actually disses some songs that he wrote.
Oh yeah.
It's fascinating, and you know the Beatles. Like, when you get to that, you'll be really into it,
mm-hmm.
because the Beatles songs are your thing.
Yeah.
Like, there's no Beatles songs that you don't know.
Right.
So. I think he said Across the Universe is one of his favorites.
Oh, really? That's...
I know, and that's... Because I think... Surprising?
Kind of, yeah, because, I mean, it's...
It's not a typical rock song.
No, it's I'm not a big fan. I liked Bowie's cover of it on Young Americans. I found it to be a much better version. Be like...
Really? You don't like that the Let It Be version?
I'm not a big fan. I think it's probably my least favorite tracks on that album.
No, 9 After 909 is the throwaway track.
9 After 9, I actually like that more than Across the Universe.
Wow. No, Across the Universe reminds me of when I used to walk down the streets in Israel, probably to look through Tippy's window. Not that I was I was a little bit of a stalker. and that song, it's kind of haunting, you know. The Jai Guru Deva, you know, the chorus is strange. It's like a mantra, but... Yeah, it's. I think I like it because it's different. You know, it's like it's a little bit. It has a little bit of a feel of Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. A little bit. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit of. And anyway, I think he was the kind of guy that would probably change his mind every day. You know,
mm-hmm.
But I think he disses. So the songs that he disses are interesting. Yeah. You know, and it's not always a Paul song. Sometimes he'll diss his song. But his mind was fascinating. I mean, I read that book like once every 2 years. Oh, yeah. You know, I was once in a mental hospital.
Right.
And that's the only book I brought with me.
Oh, wow.
So I got to know that book really well because I was there for 2 weeks.
They didn't have like a library or anything there, like a prison?
I didn't leave my room.
Oh.
I mean, my God, there's crazy people there. I might run to a crazy person. That was bleak. It's a bleak. I wouldn't recommend you going into a mental hospital.
Right.
There's nothing to do.
Yeah. Like.
And I actually remember standing outside. So, you know what the worst part is? You have to stand out. If they give you meds, which they always do, which is like also, a, you know, that's another story where they kind of force you to take medication, even if you don't want it.
Yeah.
So you stand there and you're waiting with like little cups of water and like you're standing in the line, like a 7-Eleven line.
Oh, yeah.
It's so, and with all the other crazy people. I mean, you don't have to be crazy to be in a mental hospital. I don't, you know. But it's like, I just remember it. I remember that book was like my salvation because I had, that's the only thing that kept me going, you know. Long days at the mental hospital.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds almost romantic to say that, like, yeah, I've been to a mental hospital, you know. But it really isn't. I mean, there's nothing really good about it. You ask why I was in a mental hospital? I don't really know. I think, you know, sometimes you just need a vacation, you know.
Right.
By the way.
Not cheap, though, right?
Oh, no. Insurance is involved, but insurance doesn't cover most of it. So yeah. then you know, you feel suicidal going in there, and then you get more suicidal when you get the bill.
Right.
And then you just kill yourself.
Yeah.
You know? Which negates the whole purpose of going to the hospital.
Well, unless they make you crazy enough to where you want to just go back, keep on going back.
Well, you know what? I know someone that works in a mental hospital, and she told me that there's this guy that every 2 weeks checks himself in, like he wants to get away from his wife.
Oh yeah,
and he makes up things that he has. He goes, oh yeah, I'm paranoid, schizophrenic, and they go, no, you're not. You just hate Esther, whatever, you know. And this is an ongoing thing.
But why do they keep on taking him in then? If it's proven that he actually doesn't need to be there,
I don't know. I mean, maybe they don't.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I think maybe. I mean, I'm sure he has some initial issues that could qualify him to be, but the fact that he comes coming back
mm-hmm.
is insane, you know. I'm kind of, part of me feels like it's kind of cool that I did that because it's something that a lot of people don't experience, you know.
Right.
But on the other hand, it's not something to be proud of.
Right.
You know, I'd rather have gone to Hawaii.
Yeah.
You know, or, so by the way, we're usually when Ryan is here, we kind of see television or movies that I probably have a little bit more of a say. Like, I introduced you to the British show.
Right.
The Coupling. And I kind of forced you to watch Miami Vice. And a few other shows. But today, I am going to do, like, I appreciate your help today. I'm going to do something selfless. And I'm going to let you choose.
Well, actually, when we talked on the phone, you were like, do you have John Wick? I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, but okay. Yes. But I know that you like it.
Right.
Like, when
I'll be honest, I'm perfectly fine doing Vice and the British show.
Now my mind is blown. We could do all three.
We could do all three.
Ah.
Yeah.
I have to see that the woman tomorrow. So I have
Yeah, that's right. I think you started talking to me about then.
There's a glimmering hope of relationship.
Oh, nice callback to the 5 seconds we talked about in the last episode.
I know. What, last episode, we had so many things that I talked about, and we couldn't come up with a good title.
Yeah,
so we just named everything possible.
We will not be doing that this time.
Who knows what this is going to be called?
I'm putting a foot down.
What do you mean?
I'm putting a foot down.
What, do you want to do one word? One word?
There's... It doesn't have to be one word, okay. But it also doesn't have to be 17 words.
Because you don't want to type it in.
I also don't want to really type it in, yeah.
Yeah, no.
Plus, I'm one of those people that likes more concise, simple titles.
I understand. I'm not proud.
That can mean a lot of things.
I'm not proud of that title. But what
we also have a system sort of where it's like, all right, we're not going to overthink this, so let's mm-hmm. just think of what comes to mind.
Yeah. But check this out. What if the episodes that are titled crazily like that are the ones that are most listened to? Like, what if we get like 30 people for that one?
Well, we'd have to do research to to try to justify such a claim.
Well, we don't have to do research. All we have to do is see the number of the people.
Well, that's the research.
Well, that's yeah. But when we say research, it sounds like we have to like look up shit.
Well, no. I mean, the concept of research is whatever people who are doing said research claim it to be.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So in this case, it's literally looking into your phone and looking
and
at
seeing how many, seeing if all the episodes with the long titles have more listens than the.
Okay. I'm probably wrong. But I don't think we have that many episodes with long titles.
We already have 9 listens for this last one.
Right. So maybe I am right.
It's possible.
Yeah, I think this one should have 30 million words in it.
At the same time, our still highest listened to one is called Threesome.
No, but we're close. I know. So you know what? Well, listen, we'll name this whatever you want. This is your night.
Okay? All right.
This is your. We could call this John Wick. I don't care. No, I don't know. We could call this. What was that movie with Jack Nicholson? The China Syndrome.
Chinatown.
I call it. I don't know. Like Israel Town. I don't know. I don't know. I'd be like
an evening in Israel.
If I was to do what we did last time, I would call this, you know, Israeli woman, Bruce Springsteen,
another Bruce,
you know, exercise teacher, Baba Booey, Zoom problems, you know, mental hospitals, whatever. Right. Titles are sometimes I'll be driving in the car and I'll be like, that would have been a good title, you know.
Yeah,
it comes to you like afterwards sometimes.
Evening. Yeah, we'll think of something.
Yeah, we'll think of that. But So I don't know. I mean, I almost wanted. I would if I was to talk about just that Israel problem I had today, I would just call the episode like "God Hates Me" or something.
Right.
But that's a very heavy title.
Right.
You know.
But not for this show. I mean, like, I feel like people they'll see that and they'll be like, "This is not going to be a heavy episode at all." Just by past experience in the
right,
actual show.
Right. Right. Well, I gotta tell you, I do feel calmer. I feel like when I first had the idea, we were not gonna do this and hang out today,
right?
But then I realized I was feeling really angsty, so I thought I should get this out. But then by the time we actually did the show, I was like, had some problems with Zoom, you know. Mm. Now I'm having a beer.
Yeah,
you're gonna watch John Wick, you know.
Amen.
So it was also interesting to have that Bruce Springsteen last night, which is a very American experience, and then to go into this very Hebrew. I mean, look at this. Look at these Hebrew words. I mean, it's
something to do with old world and new world.
Okay. I like that. The old world versus the new world and everything in between. I don't know. Worlds colliding.
Worlds colliding.
Like George Costanza, right?
Oh, yeah. Like it.
Yeah.
Relationship George.
Oh, yeah. George. So last time you said you want to get to know Relationship Danny a little bit more.
Did I say that?
Yeah. At the end, you were like, oh, my God, you're going to start dating this woman. You're going to be Relationship
Danny. Oh, yeah. Okay, so yeah.
Right. So nothing. There's nothing really new except that I want to have the advantage of being at her place. Because when I date, which is like once every 10 years.
Right.
I prefer to go to their house. I don't like being the host. You know, it's a lot of pressure. Then they check my bathroom to see if it's clean. And like, you don't do that.
Right.
We're men.
Right.
So I was hoping to like, okay, so the idea is, and this is so stupid. This relationship is already starting out very stupidly. It's like, we're going to play tennis.
Uh-huh. Okay?
She keeps saying that she's a good tennis player, but I know that I'm better because in tennis, there's different numbers. She's like a 3.0. I'm a 4.0. I'm going to demolish her.
Right.
I'm going to eat her for breakfast. So then the question is, do I hold off on my good game so she doesn't cry? And so the first date just ends in disaster. And she throws a racket at me. Because she is very, I could tell she's very competitive. She's already apologizing to me today that she feels weak from last, she got COVID like 2 weeks ago. So, and I'm like, who cares? Like, I'm like, who, and she goes, like, there's something about her that I'm just, she seems a little high strung.
Oh, here's a win.
All right.
Here's a win for you.
Okay.
This takes care of your problem. So you already have a very pivotal piece of information.
Mm-hmm.
She's already feeling weak as a result of the COVID.
Right.
So you don't have to throw a game. You can do your best, win against her. And if she feels bad about it, be like,
right.
Hey, you know, you may not have been at your strongest. Right. Like you said, you had COVID.
Right.
you're saved.
Yeah, no, that's good. That's good. But also, it's not going to be fun if she really plays like shit, because then it's just not going to be a good game.
Right.
So I had to say, look,
if you... To be fair, it wouldn't be a good game if you threw the game to begin with.
Well, yeah, but I wouldn't throw the game, but I would lessen the intensity of my amazing...
It's still not gonna be fun anyway,
because you know, because she's a woman and I'm a guy, and it just never works out. So the problem with her already, I told you, she's like a type A person. She wants everything like organized. She's like, okay, this is like 10 a.m. today. I'm worrying about the podcast. I'm making notes, and she's like, so where are we meeting, and you know, what's the timing like? And I'm like, oh, I said, you have courts by your place, you said. She goes, yeah, but I'd rather not play at my place for reasons that I'll tell you later. And I'm like, oh, now, okay, so she has an ex, and she probably lives at the, I don't know. Frankly, it's just, I'm getting a headache from this woman already. So
signs of a healthy relationship.
I know. So then I'm like, okay, well, I have courts next to my place. But if we play at my place, then she'll know my place.
Right.
Because she inevitably she's going to want to use the bathroom. And then she might say, oh my God, it's not clean in here.
Right.
So I don't know what to do. Maybe we should find like a neutral tennis court somewhere.
Right.
Like Ginny has a tennis court, but then I have to go to Ginny's house and Ginny might be there. Right. And then I'll have to introduce her to Ginny. And right. that should never happen. So I'm a little bit not sure. I mean, I guess I'll invite her here. And
is there like, aren't you like with the club or something like that?
Yeah, but that's far.
Oh. Okay.
That's like, yeah. And you have to like pay money to play there. Like I'm not a member like Larry David.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm not like a highfalutin. Like, you know, So I guess, but now she's going to see my place, you know? Like, that's weird. This is like my place.
Mm.
Like, she's going to come into my man cave.
Yeah.
And at the first date? It's not even a date.
That's...
I mean, so it's a big problem.
Mm.
And or I could do this. We could play, like, right outside here and tell her that she can't come into my place.
Right.
I don't know. Like, it's being clean.
Or, I mean, like... My thought's like, if she has to go to the bathroom, they'll use the bathroom. Just don't care.
No, but you and know, she, but
she
you
says
know
something, she says something, be like,
I know.
Yeah, well, you know, it's...
Ryan, I'll be like, Ryan was here yesterday. He's a big pig. I just
right.
throw you under the bus. But it's, you know what? It's not even the bathroom situation. It's more like her being here and knowing where I live. What if she turns out to be like a creep?
Yeah, that's a very good point.
I know, and then because I've had stalkers. I mean, she's not gonna. I'm 99% sure she's not gonna be creepy.
Right.
And but still, it's just like hosting is weird, you know. Like with you, you just kind of sit yourself down. You know, it's like I don't have to worry about your judgment or whatever.
Right.
And she's gonna be like, I don't know. Who knows what looms in the minds of a female. Especially because she's good. They judge.
They do.
They do, especially in the first time.
I was thinking about that like just last week. Well, it's something I think about a lot actually. So it's like with guys, it doesn't really matter. You know, a woman can have a messy bathroom. We're not going to give a fuck.
No, unless it's like really bad, like a hoarder. You know.
I mean, even that's like manageable.
Right.
But then, like, it's like women they'll look for the littlest reason.
I know, for the red flag. Not to let
you inside them.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. right. No, I know. And that could just, so she writes me this whole thing about how, like, you know, I'm weak from the thing and you might actually win, but it doesn't really mean that you're better than me. It just means that I'm, like, this whole thing. And I'm like, who cares? You know, like, that's my response. And she goes, you're so sweet, you know, like, but she's making me be like a bad person. She's making me the bad guy. I'm
already kind of not being a fan of this person.
No, I know. I know. And this is, but she does have a sense of humor. Like it's not all like headaches, you know. Mm-hmm. And who knows? Yeah, no. Listen, let's suspend judgment. You know, I don't have any other possibilities.
Right.
Like maybe we'll play tennis. It'll be an amazing game, and then she'll come in here and she'll love my apartment, and she'll have sex with me like right away.
It's true. I mean, like, so she's type A. You're like the complete opposite. So she could like be. Isn't there a show where the woman was actually kind of turned on by that, by like the guy being like the complete opposite, and it was like,
yeah,
she was kind of turned on by him being like, you know, not
like laid
not
back,
tidied up or something like
laid
that.
Back. Yeah, I don't know what show that would be.
No, no, it sounds something like something that would have happened on Seinfeld to George specifically, but
right.
I think it might have actually happened to George, but I have to.
Well, I find I think she has a really good job and she's accomplished, but I get the and this is just from text, so maybe it's not the real impression, but I get the impression that she's in her head a lot, you know, but she does have a sense of humor. She really is. I mean, sometimes she'll send me a text and I'll actually kind of smirk.
Mm.
You know, for me to actually, you know, usually, you know, like.
You're usually a very serious person.
Me?
Yeah.
Me?
I mean, you hardly ever laugh.
Well, no, but you, that's not true. That's entirely not true. I resent that.
Yeah.
But usually when I encounter, oh, there was a woman last night actually at the concert that came up to me. She goes, I met you at some Princeton thing, and I totally didn't remember who she was. She's like a friend of a friend. But she actually came up to me. It was really weird. I thought, and she was kind of cute. I thought maybe this is like God sending me an angel, but she lives in New York somewhere.
Plus, you still would have had to have taken what's her name home anyway, Natalie.
Well, yeah, yeah, yeah. But you know what I did though? I actually moved. Like, I'm such a bastard. Well, Natalie was kind of into her own world. She was like, oh, Bruce, you know? So then when that woman introduced herself to me, she was like three seats away. And then so that was like, oh, yeah, I remember you. I had no idea where she was. And then I thought, but I think she changed her hair or something. So now I'm like, wow, maybe she really likes me. She came up to me. That takes balls. So then I decided to push the people that were next to me, and I just because there was a vacant seat next to her.
Oh, okay.
And I just like trampled. I got to her like left. I was like, it was during She's the One, Springsteen. I thought this would be a great moment to marry her because She's the One.
Right. The time, logical thinking. Yeah.
The time was right. The time was right. And she was kind of doing that she was really into Bruce. So I was like, God, I can marry a woman that's into Bruce. That's great. But then I got next to her and she kind of ignored me. Like I think I said to her, hey, I'm just gonna stand here for a little bit. Uh-huh. She goes, okay. And then nothing was happening.
Oh well,
I tried.
That's short-lived.
I stayed for She's the One. And then I realized that she wasn't the one.
Right.
So then I just boldly said, and then I just went back to Natalie. I was like, nice talking to you. I did get her phone number though.
Oh wow.
Yeah. I think that was my next move. So I was thinking, what you know. So then I do that. That doesn't work. So then. Like a song later, I push the people aside again, and I hand her my phone, and I say, you know, put your number in there, and she did.
Oh,
so I have her, and I texted her. I said, hey, nice. I don't know. She lives in New York, and you know,
where she
live? New York somewhere.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I think I met her at some. She's not looking for a date, but it was nice of her to whatever. It was pretty awkward. Like when I went next to her, expecting to like really like do the Bruce moves.
Oh yeah.
She was sort of completely ignoring me. But I didn't understand that. Like, why would she come to me and say, "Hey, I met you at the thing," and then I don't know,
man.
Women are really. I don't know. Yeah, so
I had a thought today.
A thought.
I want to get another beer. Cause I know one thing I realized.
What?
You talk so much during the show.
I know.
I'll consume an entire beer just because I'm not talking.
Right. No. I know. You could have a Blue Moon or a Rolling Rock.
Take one of the bigger ones.
Okay. All right. So wait, you had a thought?
So I had a thought today. You know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the issues. You know, even when I have just like one day off.
Mm-hmm.
One day to just do whatever I want, enjoy myself.
Right.
Of course, I find myself, you know, alone and not really doing anything. So, of course, my mind starts to go down a negative rabbit hole.
Right, right.
And, you know, it sucks because it's like you recognize a problem. At least I wrote down what it was. It was like I don't – so essentially, like – I don't like people. I've gotten to a point where I don't like people in general.
Okay.
Enough to actually go out and meet new people.
Right.
And so it I'm kind of screwed because, like, I have a very small circle of people right. that, like, tolerate me.
Yeah, and, but no, actually, yeah, a lot of people do like you, but so, I mean, you are well-liked.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you are, like, you know, people, I could see that people on Facebook and, you know, I'm just saying, I mean, you might not like them.
Right. No, but that's the thing, it's like, I like the people that I know,
mm-hmm.
but you I don't like people, like, in general.
Right.
From, like, a big societal perspective enough to actually go out, do things that allow me to meet new people
right.
and expand my horizons. Although, you know, reading that John Lennon book.
Yeah.
Now, I'll admit, there are actually a few moments in there where Yoko said some interesting things.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's like the one thing where she's like, you know, you make your futures, paraphrasing, but right. like you make your own future. And like, it's like the future is made by people who think it through and commit or something along those lines. And it's like,
right.
Well, I mean, like, even now, like, just a few hours ago,
right.
this was my future. And this was, like, also not, like, planned initially.
Right.
So,
right.
Even if I were to stay home, that's me writing my future. So it's like, maybe I should just take it easy. And just maybe not so look at things from, like, a definitive mm-hmm. like perspective,
or a very black and white perspective,
right?
I mean, like I think you have a tendency sometimes mm-hmm. to be like, okay, well, I don't like people, so I'm just never gonna make new friends.
Yeah,
and then the next day you'll be like, well, maybe I will make some new friends.
Yeah,
you know, it is. I mean, I get that because I you have to kind of catch yourself, you know. Mm-hmm. But it is true that. Well, first of all, it's very hard to be alone, especially on a day off, and not go. I mean, it's very easy. It's very natural to go down that road of, like, you know, what am I doing with my life and stuff like that. Like, I would totally be that
mm-hmm.
if I wasn't doing these crazy things that I'm doing, like, you yeah. know, like Bruce and then this and that. I mean, they're fun, but they're also kind of distractions from
yeah.
my own. Because if I look into my soul, really, it's pretty empty. I mean, let's face it. I haven't accomplished anything. I mean, I'm wearing shorts. I should have accomplished a lot more by now. That's usually the baggage that I carry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're still young. People don't expect you to have accomplished anything. You know, so you can take it easy, but you know, so like when people ask me what I do, which happens a lot, then I'm still scrambling. I don't give a fuck that much anymore, but I still kind of scramble to yeah. answer it and the you know, so but also I don't give a fuck so much. So there's that, you know. Mm. But hey, the takeaway is that Yoko said something actually kind of interesting, yeah. you know? You're probably paraphrasing. She probably said it like this. That's terrible. That's, you know, God, but... she was like, the future! Oh, no, dude, we have like 2 minutes.
I know, it's my fault.
I really started to talk. I can't.
You're the one who actually has like the stuff to talk about. I'm the drummer. I'm the filling in guy.
You're the Ringo.
I'm the Ringo. Yeah.
I know. But it's just funny. That last podcast you said, you know, we're gonna do 50-50. And no, it's just like, you know, I don't know. I just feel the urgency. Like, so you're the opposite. Right now, you're just kind of laid back and you're doing your own thing, which is actually good. I'm actually a little jealous of you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because I wish I could feel that way. I feel like I gotta do 10 podcasts a day, and then I gotta, you know, take 10 shits, and then I gotta go to 10 Springsteen concerts, and then I gotta fuck 10 women. I gotta do it all in the same day.
Well, I think it's a few different things. One, it's like you also develop the maxim, you know, you only have like 15 summers left.
Right, right.
So you kind of put that self-imposed
pressure on yourself. It's true. I'm not. The only way that I could relax is if I know that there's life after death. If I know there's life after death, then I could just chill out a little bit.
I feel there's, I don't know about life per se, but I feel like there's definitely something after death because, and I'll tell you this, because I was actually thinking about this last week. Because the fact that death is inevitable tells me that this isn't the be-all, end-all.
But what's the correlation there? Because death is inevitable.
Because death's inevitability makes me believe
that there's something more.
That there's something more. That this is just like a passing
thing. But I don't understand that sentence. Like, it just.